What is going on, crypto family? So today we're bringing back Jacobo Tolmasea. He is the founder of Hubi. We did an interview with him a while back. So for people who want to learn more about Hubi, just check out the previous interview that we did with him. In this interview here, we're going to cover their huge updates with Nami. So Nami's, you know, basically a product within the Hubi ecosystem, right? It's a product of the corporation, right? So with Nami, they're working, I guess, with Norwegian Airlines, Microsoft, and a ton more. So these are, you know, some pretty big freaking updates, right? And, you know, companies like this come into crypto and blockchain with like these easy to understand interfaces so the masses don't have to be developers to understand how things work. That's pretty huge. And I think that's when big things are going to start happening for crypto and blockchain. So give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, let's go check out Jacobo and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Jacobo back with us, man. It's always great to have him here. He's the founder of Hubi. And so, you know, today he's got some updates for us, man. So how's it going, man? What's it like there in Norway? All that kind of good stuff.
Thank you for having me again. It's a pleasure being here with you. Norway's okay. Summer is over. So the rain has come back and it's going to be the last 300 days. So we better be ready for that. But
what's a summer day look like in Norway, man? You know, I always picture like ice and, you know, snow and, you know, I'm ignorant. I haven't been there, right? So
Norway is actually a very, very long country. So if you detach us from the map and make it rotate over the lower axis, the north of Norway would end up in Rome. So, but of course, it's a misconception. The same as we think about Spain always being hot and Norway being cold. Actually, here in Bergen, we have a micro weather, which consists of rain mainly. But a good summer day is about 25 Celsius and not a lot of humidity and beautiful, beautiful blue sky and a lot of sun because you could get about 20, 22 hours of continuous daylight.
Wow. It's kind of like Alaska. You know, when I think Norway, I think like Nordics. I think Vikings. I think, you know, you know, something out of, you know, Game of Thrones or something like that. So
that's about right.
Yeah, now it's getting known for blockchain and crypto, and you've got some exciting updates, man. So if you want, just kind of jump in and tell us about, you know, what you guys are doing with NBX, man, and, you know, kind of the story behind, you know, Norwegian Airlines and how they're getting into crypto and how great this is for mainstream adoption and all the cool stuff you're doing, man. It's exciting.
Absolutely. It is very exciting. So we met with the guys at NBX about 8 or 9 months ago. We kept in contact ever since. We were aware of what they were building. And the relationship evolved quite nicely. And long story short, what we have done now is that they have become one of the first founding member of the Nami Foundation. You might recall on the previous conversation we had when we talked about Nami, the scaling and interoperability protocol that we have built. And what we're doing with them is that we're going to transition towards a governance model of a foundation. So far it will be Hubi, our company, but now it's also going to be NBX. Now NBX is a truly interesting company. The founders of Norwegian Airlines is one of the largest low budget airlines in the world here in Norway or in Europe. They get a lot of prices every year, but they saw an opportunity on the blockchain space. So they have set up this company called NBX, Norwegian Block Exchange, which is a cryptocurrency exchange. But they would also like to build a payment solution. And after we discussed with them about the foundation, about Nami, and they understood the power of Nami, we started talking about what if we get to potentially build that payment solution on top of the protocol. So that's exactly what is going to be happening over the next few months. We'll be working closely with them, together with Microsoft as well, because we have signed them up as a partner. They will be working very closely with us as well. We have been going through 9 or 10 months of due diligence with them, which it was very good. Very good. We're getting a lot of traction between NBX and Microsoft. So
yeah, those are some pretty big companies, man. Norwegian Airlines, Microsoft, and so they're actually going to be building. So I mean, so people understand how I guess big this is, right? I mean, so you've got Norwegian Airlines; it's going to start accepting cryptocurrency, right? So, and they're going to be doing this because they want to maybe save fees from credit cards and things like that. Are they going to have their own cryptocurrency? Are they going to be using stable tokens, Bitcoin? What's like the payment rails look like for the customer?
That's a very good question. And you have touched on a lot of really interesting points. So yeah, the main driver is to precisely alleviate the costs of transaction fees. But again, that would be the same for any company that has got huge volumes of payments going through their network, and you know, and they're paying a large percentage to the processors of those payment of those payments. If you read the media, then the media will mainly talk about MBX or Norwegian accepting cryptocurrency payments with Bitcoin and ETH, which I believe that's going to be the case as well. But I would like to think that maybe the main currency to be used will be fiat-backed tokens or stable coins. That is what I believe it will be happening the most. And if you think about it from the point of view of an infrastructure, it is virtually impossible to use the Bitcoin blockchain for that, or to use the Ethereum blockchain directly. That is where NAMI comes into play. So we can really help to elevate the value proposition tremendously, meaning, you know, performing hundreds of thousands of transactions per day easily.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And one of the problems too with, you know, Bitcoin or Ethereum is just the volatility, right? So it makes sense that they would have, you know, stable tokens or cash backed, you know, some kind of asset backed tokens, because it's really hard for a merchant if they're trying to save 2 or 3% on credit card fees, but then they got 85% volatility swings. Yeah, that's pretty tough, man. So, you know, I can understand them wanting to use something stable.
I mean, of course, that accepting Bitcoin or ETH is cool, right? And don't get me wrong, if I can buy my coffee and pay with a few satoshis, it's fine, it's okay. But in reality, that doesn't really represent yet today a suitable business case for any merchant, right?
So if I'm going to buy Starbucks, stability, man. They need stability. They need to know exactly what their numbers are. Some of these companies have really tight profit margins. These big dips and swings and all that stuff that we have in Bitcoin, you know, it's not feasible, man. They need something stable to be using in commerce. So, Bitcoin's awesome, man. But it's a store of value, man. It can't be used for coffee today, man. It's just too expensive, man.
And the reason why they need stability is because their expenses are also quite stable, right? So if you have $100K or $5 million a month in expenses, you want to make sure you have $5 million to pay for, you know, for your operational costs. But back to MBX then, something else that NAMI can also help them quite a bit on would be, and again, just to elevate the value proposition of the product, would be just to build an environment whereby all the merchants could also plug into it, right? And that, again, could add quite a bit of value, mainly because if you would like to do that, like if you want to do that by ourselves, Huey, as a little tiny company, we need to get access, first of all, to those 45 million passengers that the region has every year. So that is going to take an awful amount of time and effort, and it's not feasible. But in the case of these guys, then they already have got the user base, which is very clearly defined. They have also clearly identified what it is that they would like to fix. So from their point of view, really, the sky's the limit.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, especially like you said, you got 45 million travelers. I mean, just a simple app or something that they download when they're on the plane to maybe watch movies or do whatever these airlines do. You know, I don't know if you go like on United or any of those airlines, you sometimes have to download an app just to like watch, you know, have entertainment or something on the plane because the plane doesn't have a TV screen in it or something. Well, now if they downloaded this app, they could also have this infrastructure in place to start using these stable coins. And the Norwegian, you know, I guess payment network that's built on NAMI, dude. So that's pretty freaking awesome, dude. I like it.
This is a big deal for us. It's a big deal for us because it also follows very nicely the narrative of our history as a company, right? So we come from the content aggregation, and we had a fair amount of success working with large companies. And I understand that today blockchain is mainly targeting crypto enthusiasts, right? But let's not forget that there are millions and millions of businesses in the back of the wagon waiting to really comprehend what is in it for me. And somebody needs to come and translate that into simple layman terms. I'm not saying that is the case of MBX because they are pretty savvy in the subject, right? But for example, back to Microsoft. So Microsoft has got a huge number of untapped customers that would very much like to start developing on top of a blockchain, and they don't know how to. That is where we come into it as well. So, but with MBX, we do have this fantastic opportunity to really make this technology mainstream, even without the users knowing that they're using a blockchain in the backend, which is also another kind of, you know, one of the subtle points that we would like to achieve. So you're using that app that you were talking about for whichever purpose, but you don't need to know that it is built on the blockchain.
That's exactly how it's got to be, man. Because people just don't understand. They just can't wrap their minds around what blockchain and cryptocurrency is. But if you put it in some kind of like Facebook type environment, some kind of just easy UX, UI that people understand and they get, then they're using blockchain and crypto and they don't have to know how it works. That's when we win, man. So this is incredible. So you got Norwegian. How long do you think before this is going to be live and something the masses can start using? And then let's talk a little bit about Microsoft, because you kind of touched on it. You glanced on it. You said, 9 months of due diligence, but that's pretty huge too. So what is it Microsoft's going to be doing on Nami?
So with Microsoft, we have a long-term plan with them. But in the very short term, what we're going to start doing with them is facilitating all kind of NAMI services through their platform, while they also dedicate business development resources, meaning people, just to scout for those companies on their portfolio of companies that are in a necessity to use a blockchain, and they will onboard them into the protocol. So they're going to be our vehicle to go to market and to hopefully get quite a bit of customers or companies developing systems on top of Nami. So again, we're a small company and we don't have the interest of hiring a small army of salespeople, of business development people. And then you have that fantastic company called Microsoft, which has got one of the largest footprints in technology, and they do know that they have a ton and ton of customers that they would like to develop a blockchain-based solution, but they do not have that platform just yet. So that is what we have achieved with Nami, in the sense that we have not only fixed scalability today for the Ethereum network, and yes, we will be porting Nami to other blockchains, so we are also big into the subject of interoperability, but equally important, we're making it very easy for third parties to develop on top of Nami. And this is where we will be working the most with Microsoft.
Awesome, man. And then back to Norwegian real quick. How long do you think before that's going to be available to for the masses or for their passengers?
So the design of the product is being done right now. But keep in mind that the tempo is going to be set by MBX. So I believe that in some articles they talk about at some point at the end of this year, that timeline will be absolutely feasible from our end, considering that the protocol is built and the SDK is built and some of the mockups of the product are also in place. But that will be established by the guys at MBX.
Okay, cool. And then you've also got some news too with, I heard about Liquid, right? So what's going on with Liquid Exchange?
So Liquid is something else going on there as well. So we will be doing
all kinds of updates, man. You got just update.
we have kept ourselves quite busy, yeah. So with Liquid, we're going to be doing a token sale on September 18th. The main reason why is because, as you know, we have been working in stealth mode for about 20 months now, pending Nami. And what we would like to do now is to come out of that stealth mode and start having that visibility amongst the crypto community. That is, of course, why we love speaking with you. And equally important, because the security of the protocol, it does require to have a good spread of the tokens. So the token of the protocol, just to remind your viewers, it plays a key part in the security of Nami. So what we have built is a layer two solution. When you build a layer two solution, you have a ton of different problems the moment you start centralizing some of the processing. But we have fixed that problem. That is why we claim the protocol is trustless. But in one of those specific security situations where, imagine the operator starts withholding data, so you really don't know what is happening with my transactions, then you can use the token and stake it in an oracle to be able to determine if the operator is committing fraud or not. And if that's the case, the protocol will come to a halt and then you would be able to withdraw your money. So for us to be able to have a good spread, then that's what we would like to see the token sell as well.
Gotcha. And is that going to be open to people in the US or is that open just to people on the other side of the pond? And because Liquid, I think, is in Japan, right?
Liquid is in Japan, yeah. They are heavily regulated by Japanese authorities. And I do believe that the US is not allowed on the token sale. That's what I seem to recall from the top of my head. Yeah. Although we have a pretty clear a pretty clear report on the token indicating that it's not a security. So it's, but it's still, to be safe, I believe that we have stopped US citizens from being able to buy on the token sale.
Yeah, the U.S. is still all kinds of confusing. So, you know what I mean? We're still waiting for some clarity. We got a couple of giants that are going in there fighting the battle for us with Facebook and Kick. So hopefully we'll have better clarity here soon as far as regulation, and that'll definitely help the citizens out here. But awesome, man. So where can people go to learn more and to keep up to date on all these updates and, you know, all the cool stuff that's coming?
So I would probably say that the three best places would be, of course, to go to the NAMI website. And if it's okay, I'll provide you with the links so you can So the NAMI website is a good starting point. It's a super simple one. It goes to the point. You can also find a white paper if that is what you would like. Also, check out our blog. And the blog is actually quite, it keeps people up to date. So we're quite busy in that sense. And then the third would be to join our Telegram, where we have a lot of really cool, interesting characters. And, we're very open and very approachable. So we say yes to pretty much every question, and we try to cover it in detail. So if any of your viewers would like to join, we'd love to have them there.
Awesome. You say yes to every question. That could be fun. So send me 3 Bitcoin.
But that wasn't a question.
Can you send me 3 Bitcoin? Will you? Well, I'll send you 10 back. That's what happens on Telegram. Yeah, you send me 3 Bitcoin, I'll send you 10 back, right? Welcome to Telegram.
Well, I do regret that.
Well, it is always great to hang with you, my man. We'll make sure to get these links out. We'll get this video out for you so that way people can, hear about all these cool updates and stay up to date even more. So thanks again, my friend. Have fun with the Vikings there. God bless, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Take care. Cheers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Big thanks to Jacobo, man. I appreciate you coming on and giving these updates. It's always cool to see, these projects, have progression going forward and, big updates like Microsoft and Norwegian Air. That's pretty big, man. So congrats, dude. That's awesome. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.